The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the intelligence apparatus of the enemies is involved in fueling civil conflicts in Islamic communities, including Iraq. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei referred to the crisis in Iraq, saying the enemies are confronting Islam in the name of Islam. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says terrorists should realize that Muslim governments are determined to fight terrorism. In a phone conversation with the Emir of Qatar, Rouhani said only Zionists and enemies of Islam benefit from expansion of terrorism in the region. He expressed Iran's willingness to join the fight against instability and insecurity. The U.S. president warns that European militants fighting in Syria and Iraq are a threat to the United States. Barack Obama says European militants threaten the U.S. as they're able to enter the country without a visa and without being scrutinized. He said Washington wants to make sure that intelligence is improved to respond to such threats. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Tel Aviv is ready to expand its operations in Gaza. Netanyahu says this is because there has been an increase in rockets fired from Gaza in recent weeks. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has called for the reoccupation of the besieged Gaza Strip. In Nigeria, up to 100 people are feared dead in a string of attacks allegedly by Boko Haram militants. Reports say the militants attacked a number of churches near Chibok, northeast of the country. Children are reported to be among the dead. Ukrainian protesters have urged President Petro Poroshenko to end the ceasefire in the east and resume military operations. The protesters included activists and soldiers involved in the fight against pro-Russians in the eastern Ukraine. Poroshenko had earlier warned that the truce could end any time it's violated by the militias. The holding of an unofficial pro-democracy referendum in Hong Kong has angered Chinese officials. Local and mainland Chinese authorities have rejected the vote, calling it, quote, an illegal farce. Nearly 800,000 people cast their votes in the 10-day poll on how Hong Kong's next leader should be chosen.